Found in Numbers chapter 21, begin reading at verse 4 through 7, or maybe 6. Numbers chapter 21, verse 4. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, "Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread." And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. I don't suppose there's any way that we can avoid being tempted to discouragement. And I'll not go into the details of discouragement. If you want to look it up in Webster, and you kindly might be inclined to think that there's no way that a Christian can be discouraged, but maybe you can. Certainly can be tempted to discouragement. We find here our text that the people was much discouraged because of the way. I've seen individuals discouraged, but they came out of it. We can get the anti-depression ladder out and set it up, and several rungs in that ladder, trust in the Lord, and various things there in the Psalms. And we just dare not give in to the discouragement that the devil wants to put on every individual, for it renders us ineffective, it wounds our faith, and we just dare not give in to it. I remember in Bible school, the boy that, or young man that had the room right next to mine, and he was seeking employment. But he said, "You know, I pray through and feel like I pray through and ask the Lord to get me a job, and then the devil wrestles it away from me, and I'm back in discouragement and disbelief." So he came upon the bright idea up before he closed for the day, and pray at night and ask the Lord to get him a job and get on believing ground and get in bed, pull the covers up and go to sleep so the devil couldn't get to him. The only problem with that was he went through the motions and then he couldn't go to sleep. Wrestle with the enemy there. I remember working on the church roof over in Ohio where I was pastoring. And the Sunday school superintendent was up there with me, and his boy was up there with me. And I believe that was the same case with him. He was seeking a job, and he was so discouraged. I remember him making this statement. He said, "I don't believe God even knows where I'm at." Well, I'm sure that he did, and what a discouraging thing that it was. Well, as we look at the history here that Israel had gone through, back in chapter 13 here in Numbers was where Moses had sent the spies out, and he didn't do that on his own. God had commanded him. God said, "Choose a man from each tribe and send them over into the land and let them search out Canaan and see what kind of a land it is. Whether, and so he sent the 12 spies out, and day after day and week after week went by. No doubt the people was much encouraged. They'll be bringing us back a report of this land that we've had our hearts set on. This is what we have traveled for. That's what we've come this far for. We're looking to get into the land of Canaan. Well, you know the story very well. When the spies got back, 10 out of the 12 had a bad report. They were discouraged. Oh, they said, it's a great land. It's dripping over there with milk and honey and the fruit of the land. And Moses had asked them to bring back some of the fruit of the land. And you remember how they brought back the great cluster of grapes, bearing it on a staff between two individuals, and evidence that it was a great land. But they said, you know, there's an obstacle over there that I just don't believe that we can overcome. There's giants in the land. And we just considered ourselves as grasshoppers. Now, you know, there's might be some merit to put yourself down and be humble about it. But there comes a limit to how far you can put yourself down. But as we've stated before, instead of them comparing the giants to God, they were comparing themselves to the giants. Well, we have a great God, and if we'll compare our problems compared to Him, our problems will be small. And our God will remain great. And so you remember, they discourage the people. And our testimony sometimes, if we're not careful, we can discourage others along the way. And I don't want to do that. Folk of God, I'm sure I probably have many times, even in what I thought was funny and joking and one thing or another, but probably was a hindrance, and I didn't have sense enough to know it. But anyway, they discouraged the people, and so they just refused to go in as God had commanded them to do it. Well, if you move on up, I read my text tonight from the 21st chapter, but in the 20th chapter, we find that Miriam had died, and they were in a desert place there, and they said, you know, it's no water and no bread, and it's just an evil, evil place. That's what they called it, verse 5. It's an evil place over here, and it probably was. Sometimes we create our own problems. If they had gone in as God had commanded, they would have missed all of this. But sometimes we create our own problems unless we mind God. I can't think of his name, but I think the book was published here locally in one of the presses. Nazarene fellow leader that was writing, and he said, pastors... And I had to agree with him. He said pastors create 90% of their problems. We thought it was the layman that created 90% of it. But they didn't. They don't. Pastor creates 90% of his own problems. And many times fails to just step back a step or two and let God have a chance at it. Let's see if God can work out the problem. And I'm glad for the rise as it is on the building fund. And it's no cause to create division or create any problem, but to trust the Lord. God has finance, and whether we've got faith enough to pray it in, that's something else. So God help us in that area. Well, Miriam died. There was no water, no bread. It was a terrible place. And then that was where it was such that God told Moses how to bring about water out of the rock. But they had worked on him, on the leader, and it wasn't an excuse for Moses. But it did, nevertheless. And he had his rod, and he was commanded to speak to the rock that the water might come forth. But he used that place. He said, "You aggravating rebels, I'm just fed up with you. I've just about had it with you, you rebels." And he struck the rock twice. And he disobeyed God. And he failed God and disappointed God in that. Well, in verse 12 of the 20th chapter there, God let him know, "Moses, your leadership and Aaron's will be coming to an end." He said, God said, "You will not be taking this people on over into the land of Canaan." And I believe there's other places, another place where God spoke to Moses. And Moses had been praying and said, "Lord, really, I'd like to go in. And I want to go in." But God spoke to him and said, "Moses, I don't want you bothering me with this request anymore." Well, the first part here of this 21st chapter, we find the king of Edom wouldn't let them pass through, or maybe it's there in the 20th, wouldn't let them pass through. Moses interceded to him and said, "Let us pass through. We'll not destroy the land. We'll not impoverish it. If there's any damage or any problem, we'll pay for it." He said, "No. So you've got to go around." Well, God commanded Moses and Aaron, Aaron's oldest son, to go up on the mountain. And that's where Aaron dies and Moses and his son comes back down. And then the beginning of verse chapter 21 was where Arad fought against Israel, captured some of the Israelites, and Israel seemingly lost the battle. And so we come down to the text. The people became much discouraged because of the way. Faith just don't work very well down in the valley of discouragement. We've all heard that song many times. Faith comes easy when you're up on the mountain. And I guess it does work better. But it can work down in the valley, and that's where real faith is. So when we're going through the valley and through the times of testing, thank God for the example of Job. I don't find where Job ever doubted God. He said some things and made some mistakes and maybe in what he said, but his heart and his faith was always right, and he was always believing God. The people became discouraged because of the way, and they saw the Red Sea. They were traveling along by the Red Sea, and here they had crossed that. As soon as they, to get out of Egypt, they'd crossed the Red Sea and got on that and away from it. But when they'd backed up on light, backed up on what God wanted them to do, and now then they're traveling back along the Red Sea. And how discouraging it might be to look back over and see the Red Sea, see that we're not really making much progress. We're just going through the same old routine. And so it was a discouragement to them, to their faith. And many times they made the statement, and I don't know if you've ever made that statement, but they said, "Oh, I wish we'd have died back in Egypt. I wish," and then another time or two that said, I wish we'd have died with our brethren out here in the wilderness. I just wish we'd have done that. Well, what a discouraging lot and group that was to try to pastor and try to do anything. I think Moses did everything that he could to keep them encouraged and along the way, but there was something down their hearts that just pulled them the wrong way. They made the wrong decision. Well, they said, here we are in this condition. I wish we could die. There's no bread, there's no water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. I guess you'd get burnt out on anything. It'd be pretty hard for me to get burnt out on bread. Well, if it got stale, that might be one thing. But fresh bread, I love it. Don't have to be gluten-free. Good. But they said we're burnt out on it. And I guess you could get burnt out on anything. Back during the Depression, it was common back in those days whenever the school teacher was in the community for different families to take him around, keep him for a week, and then he'd move to another family. And that was part of his pay, was the keep that they, and so he'd circle around. During the Depression, when things was close and hard and meat was hard to come by, why, people wanted to have meat to put on the table, and they'd get out and hunt rabbit and kill some rabbits, and so they'd have rabbit. Well, that went on for however many months, and finally, when they called on him to pray at the table, he said, Lord, it's been rabbit day in and day out. Rabbit for breakfast, rabbit for lunch, rabbit for supper. I am sick and tired of rabbit. Well, that's understandable. And we can get sick and tired of a lot of things and anything. But the scripture tells us here that in their discouragement, that the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. The soul of the people, the very heart, the better, very inner nature. Oh my, so discouraging and so low because of the way. And it said they spake against God and they spake against Moses. Now, I'd be afraid to reflect on God, I'd be afraid he'd strike me down. I love him too much, and I serve him because I love him. And I wouldn't want to say anything that would offend God. And I don't know, and I hear individuals sometimes that take his name in vain and don't show proper respect, and that's hard to understand how individuals could do that. But as the day wore on and the heat and the dust, all of the problems round about, and say God promised us a good land. God promised us the fruit of Canaan, and here we are out here in this aggravating place, and I wish God hadn't have let us. And so they reflected on him in various ways, and then it said they reflected on Moses. He was easy. He was at hand, and he was the one, and he was the leader, and so it was easy to speak against Moses. What do you think I'm going to say now? All right, you go ahead and think it, and I won't have to say it. Generally easy to crucify the preacher about that time. Pretty easy. Hang it on him. He said the wrong thing, made the wrong mistake. You're going to say the wrong thing sooner or later. Brother Ziegler don't say much wrong. Oh, I'll never forget the time. And he said I wouldn't let him forget it, but I guess maybe I have, you know, when he was talking about Cindy's folks and said, remember to pray for the Bobcats. Well, I'll never forget that. I enjoyed it. But Moses was human. Our fellow man is human. Christians here warming these benches tonight, they're human. There's no need reflecting on them. You know, whenever you're in the valley of discouragement, it might be, unless you're going to testify with faith. I have a friend that I never know that he's ever discouraged. Now, I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe he is. Maybe has been. But and you'd know who it is. But he always is praising the Lord, looking to the Lord. And somebody asked me, said, well, what's he on? Well, he's not on any drug or anything like that, praising the Lord. But if you can do that when you're down in the valley, that's good. But sometimes if you're down the valley, it might be, well, the old black preacher, Patterson, he's dead now, but he was preaching on this, and he said, whenever you're discouraged, he said, keep your mouth shut. Well, that might keep you out of trouble. But the thing about it, things got worse. It was bad enough the way that it was, but it got worse. The Lord sent fiery serpents. Oh, my goodness. I don't know about you, but I don't like snakes. I don't like to be around them. I don't like to come up on them unexpectedly. I'm a little nervous when I'm walking through the grass at night and can't see. I just can imagine one curling up around my ankle or something. And so the Lord sent those fiery serpents, and it began to bite those unbelievers, and many individuals died. And the Lord commanded Moses and said, Moses, take a pole and make a serpent, put it on it, and the folk that look there can look and live. Now, I think, I don't know, but don't you think there was some that was so discouraged and so mule-headed and stubborn that they just wouldn't look? I mean, mad. I'm not going to look. I'd rather die than look. Well, I don't know. I think it's a possibility. And in our day, how easy it is to come to Calvary, how easy it is to look to God, how easy it is to be obedient, but some individuals are dragging their feet and still failing to do it. Well, it got worse. And sometimes in people's circumstances, it can be bad, but it can get worse. The old boy that had the chicken farm and the eggs and price going down, 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 something seemed to speak to him and said, oh boy, cheer up. Things could be worse. He cheered up and it got worse. Let's stand. Brother Schaefer dismisses.